Chapter 3. More Testimony. Four of the above-named witnesses, reported the paper, stated that the door of the chamber in which the body of Mademoiselle Espanay was found was locked on the inside when the party reached it. Everything was perfectly silent. No noises of any kind were heard. Upon forcing the door open, no person was seen. The windows, both of the back and front room, were down and firmly fastened from within. A door between the two rooms was closed, but not locked. The door leading from the front room into the passage was locked, with the key on the inside. A small room in the front of the house on the fourth story was open. This room was crowded with old beds, boxes, and so forth. These were carefully removed and searched. There was not an inch of any portion of the house which was not carefully searched. Sweeps were sent to check the chimneys. A trapdoor on the roof was nailed down very securely. It did not appear to have been opened for years. Witnesses estimated the time that passed between the hearing of the voices and the breaking open of the room door. Some guessed as little as 3 minutes, some guessed as long as 5 minutes. The door was opened with difficulty. Alfonso Garcia states that he lives on Rue Morgue. He is a native of Spain and was one of the people who entered the house. He did not go upstairs. As he is a nervous person, he was worried about what might happen. He heard the voices in question and said that the gruff voice was that of a Frenchman. He cannot distinguish what was said. The shrill voice was that of an Englishman. He is sure of this. He does not understand the English language, but judges by the intonation. Alberto Montani states that he was among the first to go up the stairs. He heard the voices in question. The gruff voice, he said, was that of a Frenchman. He could distinguish several words. This speaker appeared to be yelling at the other. He could not make out the words of the shrill voice. It spoke quickly and unevenly. He thinks it was the voice of a Russian. The witness agrees with the general testimony. He is Italian and has never conversed with a native of Russia. Several witnesses were questioned again. They testified that the chimneys were all too narrow to admit the passage of a human being. The sweep sent earlier could only pass brushes up and down the chimneys of the house. There is no back passage by which anyone could have descended while the party proceeded up the stairs. The body of Mademoiselle Espanay was so firmly stuck in the chimney that it took 4 or 5 people to remove her. Paul Dumas, the examining doctor, states that he was called to view the bodies at dawn. They were both then lying in the room where Mademoiselle L'Espanay was found. The corpse of the young lady was much bruised and scraped. The fact that it had been thrust up the chimney would explain the scrapes. The throat was greatly scratched. There were several deep scratches just below the chin along with several finger marks. The face was grossly discolored and the eyes stuck out of the head. The tongue had been partly bitten through. A large bruise was discovered upon the stomach, produced apparently by the pressure of a knee. In the opinion of Monsieur Dumas, Mademoiselle Espanay had been strangled, but he did not know by whom. Monsieur Dumas states that the corpse of the mother was horribly mutilated. All the bones of the right leg and arm were broken. One of the bones in her left leg and all of the ribs on the left side were broken too. The whole body was terribly bruised and discolored. It was not possible to say how the injuries had been inflicted. Any large, heavy, blunt weapon could have been used. A chair, a heavy wooden club, or a broad bar of iron in the hands of a very powerful man could have caused such injury. No woman could have inflicted these blows with any weapon. The head of the deceased, when seen by witnesses, was entirely separated from the body and was also broken to pieces. The throat had evidently been cut with some very sharp instrument. The doctor thinks that a razor was probably used. Alexandre Etienne, another doctor, was called with Monsieur Dumas to view the bodies. He agreed with the testimony and the opinions of Monsieur Dumas. Nothing of further importance was learned, although several other people were questioned. There has never been a murder so mysterious and confusing before in Paris or possibly anywhere. The police are entirely at a loss as to who committed this terrible assault. The evening edition of the paper stated that Adolphe Le Bon had been arrested and put in jail. This was despite the fact that there was no evidence against him, beyond the facts already detailed.